The reading that I'm about to present was attributed to Michael Moore in the program and has been done so often and in error on the web. The actual author is Amy Van Oustal, and it's called Together We Can Sustain a Very Long Beautiful Song. This morning I have been pondering a nearly forgotten lesson I learned in high school, and which some of us learned from Vanessa Lindsay Botton in the You Gotta Sing chorus. Sometimes in band or choir, music requires players or singers to hold a note longer than they can actually hold a note. In those cases, we were taught to mindfully stagger when we took a breath, so the sound appeared uninterrupted. Everyone got to breathe, and the music stayed strong and vibrant. Let's remember music. Take a breath. The rest of the chorus will sing. The rest of the band will play. Rejoin so others can breathe. Together, we can sustain a very long, beautiful song for a very, very long time. You don't have to do it all, but you must add your voice to the song.
I made a note because I forgot something that I should have mentioned in the announcements. This week's been Interfaith Harmony Week in Halifax. And we had a group of about 25, I think we did a head count, about 25 visitors here on Thursday for a service, Thursday night. And was well received. And it's a great program within the community, and something Halifax has been a leader internationally on is Interfaith Harmony Week. And I mention it because this afternoon at the Central Library is the closing service for Interfaith Harmony Week. And your very own after choir will be performing, will be presenting music at the start of the service, which begins at 2 o'clock. So if you're free and you'd like to go to the library and see what's going on, I wanted to make sure you're aware of that. So our theme for the month of February is perseverance. As I worked on this, I thought about my own relationship with perseverance, and I wondered, though I think we all have a different relationship with perseverance. Some of us have things in our life that are really, really difficult. We're persevering continually, if you will, just to be able to function normally. Others of us, myself included, have had it pretty easy. And perseverance is something we kind of use as a tool when we need it. They say the theme for the month of February is perseverance, and at first it seemed entirely appropriate for what can be the most challenging month of the winter. Think about persevering through the month of February. But when you're doing a sermon and you're playing with words, it seems now that maybe it's not well suited for February. I think February is more a month of endurance than perseverance. The definition of perseverance that I like is acting to change something despite difficulties, delays, failure, fatigue, or opposition. If we accept that as our working definition, then it follows that since we're not acting to change February, we're more enduring February than anything else. Another situation we might mistake for perseverance is persistence. Perseverance, in my working definition, requires persistence, but it goes beyond it, implying that there is a desire to change something. Persistence alone can be a matter of persevering or preserving the status quo. So persistence alone can be a matter of preserving the status quo. We can persist in bad habits, like biting our fingernails, but we shouldn't describe that as perseverance. We can also persist in unhealthy relationships and unhealthy thought processes. None of this persistence should be confused with perseverance. So I return to my working definition. Perseverance, acting on a commitment to change something despite difficulties, delays, fatigue, failures, or opposition. Just like in that video, Soar, she persisted to get that little guy back up with his people. Perseverance is not always a good thing. One can persevere in a hopeless cause. People who spent their lives trying to defy the laws of nature, attempting to make perpetual motion machines, or turn lead into gold, or using tactics that were doomed to failure from the beginning, despite good intentions. But perseverance against all odds can be inspiring, and ultimately beautiful. Great advances in human endeavor are invariably preceded by many failures. My favorite movie of all time is one called Gizmo. It's a laughable compilation of old movies of early attempts to fly, with people flapping huge wings and running down hills and launching crude gliders off of cliffs only to splash into the ocean below. And then there's that final scene in the movie. And I know I've showed it here before at least once, but if you'll bear with me, I want to show it here again now. Okay, to laugh.
This device, I fixed to obtain points in the air. Through a system of leverage advantage, plus a man's physical power, I believe it's possible to fly as a bird. And here I am, you can look this device over. It appears heavy.
This is a really good student.
Into the base of the spine. Those are the two dynamic centers. The solar plexus and the base of the spine. In order to prove the power of a narrow attempt to short flight from the treetop. Now, Al, spread your wings. Now, jump. Head forward. Lift your feet.
So I don't know whether it's the minister in me or the engineer in me. I tear up every time I see that. So let's not ridicule the idealists who persevere. Recall the famous quote from Margaret Mead, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." Within recent history, we've had numerous examples of perseverance changing the world. Our Canadian healthcare system required perseverance by our political leaders and by Tommy Douglas in particular. The LGBTQ rights that we share and enjoy in this country now are the result of perseverance. The legalization of cannabis, which is certainly the result of perseverance. It's a very long and eclectic list. I could go on.
Women getting the vote.
Women getting the vote. Thank you. We unfortunately often connect perseverance with a level of personal suffering. Canadian poet Shane Coison has said, "People cry not because they are weak, but because they have been strong for too long." This describes a kind of perseverance that is physically and emotionally exhausting. And I'm not upholding that as an example of how we should live. There's perseverance of another, I think, more inspiring and motivating kind. We can persevere in living our values. We can have our spirit nurtured in doing so. Wendell Berry understood this when he wrote, "Much protest is naive. It expects quick, visible improvements and despairs and gives up when such improvements don't come. But protesters who hold on longer have perhaps understood that success is not the proper goal. Protest that endures, I think, is moved by a hope far more modest than that of public success. Namely, it's moved by a hope for preserving qualities in one's own heart and spirit that would be destroyed by acquiescence." As I read that, a piece of the puzzle fell into place for me, as I struggle as a minister with all the protest movements that are going on, wondering, should I be at the front? Should I be marching? What should I be doing? And I know some of these protests seem futile and seem to be doomed to failure. But when you see them through Wendell Berry's eyes, that those protests are a way of preserving our own values, of preserving the spirit that would be destroyed within us if we just acquiesced, if we didn't speak up. One way to look at perseverance, then, is the same way that I look at prayer. I persevere like I pray, not so much to change the world for the better, but rather to change myself for the better. And in the process, hopefully to improve the world at the same time. Wendell Berry is encouraging us to persevere in preserving the values of heart and spirit that give life meaning. Our Universalist Unitarian heritage speaks to us of the importance of love and the need to persevere in love, that will to extend ourselves for the spiritual growth of ourselves and another human being. Now, there's a task that calls for perseverance in the best interpretation, persevering in love. As Unitarian Universalists, we're called to affirm and promote our seven principles. Perhaps it would have more impact if we were called to persevere in affirming and promoting our seven principles. Just take the first principle as a test case. Do you persevere in seeing the inherent worth and dignity in every person you meet? It can be a challenge. It can be tiring. It can and does pose difficulties, failure, fatigue, and opposition. But as Unitarian Universalists, we persevere. Perseverance need not be all about hard work in the face of difficulties. It's a softer side. There is a softer side to perseverance, a side that I recommend to you. It may sound like an impossible dream, requires breaking old habits, and like all perseverance, it is done in the name of change. Change in our very orientation to life. Personal change is like that. It requires years. It requires decades. In fact, it's never complete. Growing spiritually is a matter of lifelong perseverance. We can persevere in seeing and seeking the beauty in all that is around us. We can persevere in forgiving those who offend us over and over again. We can persevere in taking risks by helping others, even in the face of almost certain disappointment. We can persevere in being optimistic, for without optimism, there is no hope. And we can persevere in taking care of our own health. We can persevere in strengthening our willpower. We can persevere in demonstrating generosity. And ultimately, we can persevere in love. But remember, perseverance, by definition, will challenge you with difficulties, delays, failure, fatigue, and opposition, but it's worth it. May it be so.